Open almost any book about how to achieve your aims and ambitions, and you will quickly encounter stories of genetically gifted Olympians, hard-headed CEOs, and risk-taking entrepreneurs. This book presents a radically different perspective on success. It's based around a group of young and surprisingly ordinary people. Their inspirational story is little known, and yet they played a central role in humanity's greatest achievement. Perhaps most important of all, once you understand how they did what they did, you can follow in their footsteps and achieve the extraordinary in your own life. As a psychologist, I've spent much of my career examining why some people and organizations are especially successful. A few years ago, I became interested in the moon landings, and was astonished to discover that although the technology used during the missions has been extremely well documented, very little has been written about the psychology that lies behind this remarkable achievement. As I started to dig deeper, I encountered several other big surprises. On the 21st of July 1969, Apollo astronaut Neil Armstrong gently set foot on the powdery surface of the moon. Live images of this historic event were beamed back to the Earth, where over 500 million people watched in wonder. Just 8 years before, President John F. Kennedy had appeared in front of Congress and famously declared that before the decade was out, America would put a man on the moon. Looking back, it's hard to fully appreciate the enormity of the goal. When the president made his historic announcement, America had only managed to send one astronaut on a 15-minute up-and-down suborbital flight. Kennedy's bold vision required several astronauts to journey over 380,000 kilometers across space, land on a distant and hostile world, and safely make their way back home. Even modern-day space travel pales in comparison, with the Space Shuttle and International Space Station traveling only around 400 kilometers above the surface of the Earth. Moreover, Kennedy's goal had to be achieved within a few years, and at a time when the latest cutting-edge technology consisted of slide rules and mainframe computers with less processing power than a modern-day smartphone. To many, Kennedy's dream appeared to be truly impossible. Nevertheless, hundreds of thousands of people came together and attempted to transform that dream into reality. They invented new forms of technology, overcame setbacks and tragedies, and built spacecraft containing millions of bespoke parts. Against astonishing odds, the moon landings were a spectacular success and provided the world with an unparalleled sense of optimism and hope. For most of us, mention of the Apollo landings conjures up images of white-suited astronauts carefully making their way across the lunar surface. While these brave and heroic individuals are obviously essential to the success of Apollo, they are far from the full story. Watch any documentary about the moon landings and you will soon see images of mission control, a huge room packed with consoles, giant screens, and people wearing headsets. This impressive setup lay at the heart of the space program. The mission controllers never donned a spacesuit or traveled to a distant world. Instead, they wore everyday clothes, kept their feet firmly on the ground, and often hid away from the public gaze. Nevertheless, they were central to the success of the entire enterprise. Imagine that you're living in the early 1960s and have been charged with putting a person on the moon by the end of the decade. The whole world will be watching, and the nation's reputation is on the line. What sort of people would you recruit for mission control? Maybe you would go for highly experienced scientists and engineers, or people who've graduated from the country's most prestigious universities and colleges. Amazingly, hardly anyone in mission control had any of these attributes. Instead, most of the controllers came from modest, working-class backgrounds and were often the first in their families to go to college. Perhaps most surprising of all, they were astonishingly young. In fact, when Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, the average age of the mission controllers was just 26 years. The group had few of the qualities that we commonly associate with success, and yet somehow they managed to accomplish the seemingly impossible.